the messages on screen for when the audio eventual navigation becomes available. This station will now see you on the
Welcome to the Casual Preppers Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Welcome, everybody, to Mindless Banter number 3. I don't know what that was. Cameron, welcome. Merry Christmas past, yes.
Yeah.
Christmas is over.
Thank goodness.
The holidays, we just got New Year's to go, and then it's just like all downhill from here.
It is.
The rest of it for 2019.
It's over the hill for the podcast.
Exactly.
And everybody's lives.
Did you have a good Christmas?
I did have a good Christmas.
You did?
It's gone now.
It's all over with, isn't it?
I don't have to worry about it. Kids have a few things to do for... They'll be bored today, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
I don't... What do I do? Back to school.
When's next Christmas? Yeah. I want more toys.
Can we get this for next Christmas?
Yeah.
No! Yeah. No, yeah. It was good.
That's good.
It was a good Christmas.
Good.
We had snow even.
Yeah.
That was kind of nice.
Snow is good on
all
Christmas.
All melted off.
Yeah, snow is good. Did you get any good prepping stuff for Christmas? Because I don't think I did.
I really didn't. The only thing I got was just like a nice multi-use screwdriver. It has like weird different thingies that it does.
Yeah.
Screw stuff.
Screw stuff, unscrew stuff.
No, it's got like a little extension that like, you know, you can get into tight spaces or whatever. A little snake.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That sounds good.
It's kind of cool.
That's way cool.
But I didn't get any of the good stuff, really.
Dang. Yeah, I didn't either.
That's about it.
I did.
That sums it up.
I injured myself over the holiday break in the stupidest way possible.
Uh-huh.
And probably got to give me a little surgery now, which is dumb.
Yeah, Kobe coughed himself a hernia.
I did.
Like an old freaking geezer.
Oh, gosh.
Come on, abdomen.
My guts came out. Yeah, I freaking got a hernia, so I'm looking forward.
Like, you don't come over and look at my ding dong?
Yeah. And he's like, yep, you did
it. Okay, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's going to be fun.
I'm excited for that.
It's part of a club.
Yeah, Cam's had two.
Yeah, I've had... Those. Had two surgeries. It's a good time.
Yeah, the one in the
one
story
was in Brazil, which is terrifying.
Was in Brazil, and that's
couldn't
creepy.
Speak or anything. I'm like, what's happening? Why is a scar on my back near my kidney?
Yeah.
What did you take?
My left side feels lighter. What's going on?
This hand looks weird. You got a scar all the way
this
around
your brown. Hand. Why is my hand brown?
Why is my eye brown and one blue? What'd you do?
What'd you do to me, people?
Nothing.
Yeah, so we'll join a club together.
So at least you got to do it in the United States.
Yeah,
get charged 17,000 times more.
No, yeah. I was like, oh, I'm gonna be buying this stuff, you know. And I'm like, oh wait, I'm not buying anything because
kid, your Christmas is all going into GoFundMe.
We're gonna sell your PSVR because I gotta get me a friggin'.
You should set up a GoFundMe.
I should.
Caught myself a hernia.
Guys,
if
I share a GoFundMe on our page, will you guys fund me this this
just
hernia
a
operation?
Picture of your just your pants a little too low showing your hernia.
Yeah, I know.
Wait a minute.
No, just one of me coughing. Please support this man and his hernia operation.
Really sad time of year to get it.
Yeah.
Did you find any good articles?
You know,
you've been reading newspapers.
I've been, you know, hanging around the house. There's family running around, and I'm looking at articles. I found one. I don't have as good ones as I've had in the past, but there's a couple of them. This one was actually pretty funny. This article reads, "The wild, weird, hilarious, and heartbreaking Christmas wishes from long ago." So this dude on Twitter found like these old newspapers from like back in the late 1800s and early 1900s.
Those are probably awesome.
And these kids that are written to Santa and the stuff that they ask for is freaking crazy. So let me read some of these. They're pretty funny.
These are from kids.
Like, and it says the year and where they're from. This is from somebody from Illinois in 1903. "Dear Santa, my doll had a very bad accident. She smashed her head in a door, so now she hasn't any head. Please bring her a head, Olga." That one was pretty good.
Hasn't a head. The kid, this doll hasn't a head.
It hasn't a head. Or a brain.
Olga.
Oh, yeah. This one's from Texas in 1898. "Dear old Santa, I'm lonesome since Mama went to Oklahoma. Please don't forget me. Nickel."
1890?
1898.
Oh, man. Mama left me. I want something.
She went to Oklahoma.
Could you cozy me up?
This one's funny. This is from Pennsylvania in 1895. Dear Santy, I like they have like all these weird names for Santa Claus. Dear Santy, please don't come like you did last year and crack my fingers. I want a monkey that runs up a string, clawed glass.
Crack my fingers. What the crap happened?
I don't know, but Santa Claus is freaky.
Freaking.
Santa came in my room and cracked my fingers last night.
An attempted abduction. I
know. No, Santa. That was Uncle Jeffrey. He's in jail now.
Oh, man.
This one is Illinois, 1906. Dear Santa, please don't forget the poor children, especially the boys. I'm nearly 6 years old. I have two husbands. My bad husband, Kootsie, forgot the watermelon, and Buster, my good husband, loves me and his tricks. Your loving girl, Rhoda. I don't know what that, if that's real.
I don't know. That's scary,
what's
though.
What's going on there? Mississippi, 1911. Dear Santa, I want a little milk wagon, a clown and elephant, and some candy, nuts, and fruit. I cut my finger end off, and it hurts so bad. Me and Boots Tally were playing with the lawnmower, but we're good boys, so come see us, Louie.
Oh, man, I should have been born in 1911. No, cut my finger off, dang it. I want some peanuts and some...
I cut my finger end off, it says.
Finger end, oh.
Mm-hmm, just a tip, you know. Dear, this
me
is from,
and Boots Louie, or what was his name? What Boots name was, McGee?
Boots Tally. From Mississippi.
Oh, man.
This one's from South Carolina, 1914. Dear Santa, Mama says your reindeers are dead and your wagon is broke, but Santa, you can come to the depot and somebody can bring you to our house. Myra. Just hitch a ride at the depot, Santa.
Man, that mom was trying to break it up big time. Santa's dead. The old reindeer were hit by a car last night.
No, dude.
Wagon caught fire.
Kids like bawling.
No. Word, Santa, please.
Pennsylvania, 1904. Dear Santa, please bring me a bicycle and a steam hammer. Your dearest boy, Goosey White. Goosey. Goosey White. P.S. Don't forget I'm a hammer boy.
What's a steam hammer?
I don't know. Sounds awesome, though.
You got to put a little coal in it and get it going.
Yeah. Coal-fired steam hammer. It's a hot Christmas gift from 1904.
Hammer. I looked that up.
Yeah. North Carolina, 1900. Dear Santa, please bring me a set of furs and a dolly what's pretty. Guy Stubbs said my dolly's ugly. Henrietta.
Those bees at school told me it's ugly. I want some fur.
Bat bee ho Guy Stubbs said I got an ugly dolly. I need a new one from Santy.
Oh, man, the Carolinas, that's awesome.
This one's from D.C. in 1909. Dear Santa, I'm a little boy 10 years old. My father is dead, and my mother's circumstances will not allow us to have any Christmas. I will thank you for a box of tools and a pair of rubber boots to serve my papers in bad weather. Very sincerely, Sanford
Gladden. Dang.
Yeah.
Hope that kid's successful.
I know. I hope he lived through that winter because, gosh, no rubber boots to deliver your papers in the winters
freak
of D.C.
Man. And then our kids nowadays.
Yeah.
I only got 10 presents. Oh, my gosh. Where's my iPhone and my iPad?
I got iPhone 8. Oh, my gosh. What is this, 2017?
Dear Santa, please send me a new iPhone. Mine's cracked. Yeah. I might not make it through winter.
I got a 3G iPhone. I don't know. I'm living like in the dark ages. Colorado, 1900. Dear Santa, we just moved out here to the wild and woolly west. We have lots of prairie dogs. Be sure to bring me a gun. Artie, 5 years old.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah.
That's where the West Coast started.
That's right, man. Virginia, 1902. Dear Santa, please bring me a wagon with ice on it, and I want a doll, but Mama won't let me have it, for I'm a boy. Bring me a ring, Cecil. There's a couple of them that are like that.
I want a doll, dang it.
Mama, I want a doll. You won't get no doll. That sounds more like a dad.
That kid's confused all the way around.
I know. New Mexico, 1901. Dear Santa, please bring my brother... Oh, no. My little brother Clyde fell down the other day and broke his face. Please bring him a new one. A false face will do. Lovingly, Walter.
You got your face all busted up. Maybe Santa can get you a new one.
My brother needs a new face in a worse way. A false face.
A false one will work. That's fine.
It can be fake. It don't matter.
Don't care for him anyway.
Yeah. West Virginia, 1910. Dear Santa, bring me a doll. If you don't bring a doll, don't stop at all. Don't get sick and die before Christmas, Eugenia.
He does look old.
I know.
Don't die.
Don't die, Santa. Dear Santa, I won't be here for Christmas. I'm going to Austin, but bring me some Cracker Jack, stuffed dates, Penders, a gun, a deck of cards, and a package of cigarettes. Your little fat friend, Waddy.
Waddy?
Waddy. Your little fat friend, Waddy. Texas, 1900.
Yeah, at least you didn't have some
cigarettes. Dear Santa, this is Delaware, 1920, so this one's pretty recent.
Oh, yeah.
Please bring me a stove, a table, two chairs, and a doll. A soup bone from my dog. My cousin John says he's going to shoot you when you come past his house. Come by my way first. Good night, Carolyn.
Before you die, drop off my presents.
Could you bring my stuff before you get picked off?
Go the back way around. You can get shot. By the way, there's an ambush set up for you down the street.
Oh, that's pretty dang funny, if you ask me. Kansas, 1905. Dear Santa, Mammy says I have been a bad boy and that I don't get anything for Christmas. Then please take all the little orphans and the poor children something nice. I'm sorry I've been a bad boy. Oh, goodbye.
That was nice.
Guy character, age 10.
That was awesome.
I know. West Virginia, 1908.
You know, I screwed it up. Give them something.
Yeah. Dear Santa, I'm a nice girl. I study hard. I want an air gun and some shot and a good sled. Don't forget a football. That one's not that
bad. A girl?
Yeah, it was a girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Virginia, 1900. I am the worst boy you've ever seen in your born days. But but if you give me a pocket knife, I'll try to do better. Your friend, Donald.
I'm the worst kid on earth. Give me a weapon.
Give me a weapon. I'll be better. I promise.
I'll take care of things once I
problem
get
problem is I haven't had any damn
could I get a Bowie knife?
Knife?
Because I'm a good kid.
If I had a pocket knife, I'd be a lot better kid. Kentucky, 1894. Mama said you fill my stocking with good things. I didn't want to ask you for a dolly, but everybody says dudes don't play with dolls, so I just won't tell anymore what I want. So goodbye till next Christmas. Your friend, Henry F. Sears.
Don't judge me too, Santa. Yeah.
You're going to call me gay too? Huh, Santa? Huh?
Oh, man, that's awesome.
Missouri, 1897. Papa says I'm large enough to smoke. Please bring me a sack of Duke's mixture and a pipe. Your little friend, Ori Hackley.
He wants to be a bad A early.
Yeah. I'm going to get me a pipe and some Duke's mixture.
Is that right if I get some chaw?
Florida, 1915. So many children are asking you for presents, which will cost a lot of money. That I would like to just wish you a very Merry Christmas and that you live to see many more happy ones.
Oh.
That was nice of Vinny. Vinny from Florida.
Good job, Vinny.
1904. We are two good little boys and hope you will bring us a billy goat with three horns and two legs and also a barrel of black molasses. Hoping we're not asking too much. Yours truly, Dutch and Buck. Those are two dudes I'd like to hang out with.
I know.
Hey.
Got my goats and my molasses.
My name's Dutch and this is Buck. We've got a two-legged goat with three horns. And we've got a bunch of black molasses.
You think that MRE's good? Put some molasses on it.
Yeah, put some molasses on it.
Dip it in molasses.
Washington, 1903. Will you please give me a horn and a drum and a doll? Though I'm a boy, I like dolls. And some mandolin strings. I must close. Max.
Close the letter?
Close the letter. That's the end of the letter.
The end.
The end. That's it.
I close by saying, please give me a doll.
And then the last one. Minnesota, 1902. Dear Mr. Santy, please bring me just pie this Christmas. I love pie and lots of it. I'm your dear little friend, George. I'm 8 years old.
I'm going to start calling him Santy.
I know, Santy.
What do you want Santy to bring you?
What do you want Santy to bring you this year? And, you know, something I wanted Santy to bring me, but I just found this article right here. It's one of the most incredible things I've ever seen, and I can't believe I haven't got one yet.
This is a different article.
This is a different article. This is something I found that I think I wish I would have gotten. This holiday season, KFC is taking the phrase season's greetings to a whole new level. Actually, they're probably abandoning season's greetings in favor of seasonings greetings with the introduction of an herby spicy fried chicken scented fire log.
What?
Mm. The KFC 11 Herbs and Spices Fire Log, which is made by EnviroLog, is a 5-pound log that can burn between 2 and 3 hours. And
it smells like chicken.
And as we said, it's supposedly scented like fried chicken. It's made of 100% recycled materials and the result of countless hours of research and development. So,
man, that would be delicious to walk into.
I know. It's like,
Hey, who went to KFC?
Like pumpkin spice, boring.
I know.
Pine, boring. Is that KFC?
Ooh.
That smells delicious.
Smells like extra crispy.
Sit down by this fire and think of chicken.
The KFC fire log is being sold for $19 exclusively through the official site. But sadly, they are already sold out.
I bet.
Mm.
I wonder how many people tried to eat them.
Oh, wow. That smells
you burn it?
So good. I need to have a bite of that. Yeah, so.
I'm going to roast my chicken over the.
I know.
Spice log.
It's like a double.
That's AFC crazy.
Goodness. I
just
know.
A food place is like, you know, let's make a friggin' spice log.
Yeah. I was like, what?
That's totally random.
I know. But I thought it was a good one. Last one I have. This is an unfortunate thing that happened. And I thought I'd read it to you because it was a little bit funny. Although unfortunate, quite funny, right?
There are some things like
that. Yeah. For several days, schoolgirl Alyssa Evans dutifully chomped her way through a weird-tasting Garfield advent calendar gifted to her by her mom. So you know
she ate a calendar?
No, no. You know those advent calendars that have the little things that open and then you eat the... not eating the actual calendar. So, you know, each day
like
before Christmas...
day one, you get a little chocolate ball.
Exactly, yeah.
Day,
yeah.
You get a little...
yeah. But after eating four of the chocolates, she decided she simply couldn't stomach any more of the bizarre-looking treats and refused to open the rest of the doors. Full-time mom Jess Evans initially assumed her 9-year-old daughter was just being fussy, but she soon discovered there was a very good reason why Alyssa had given up her green-tinged goodies in her advent calendar.
Green tinge?
Yeah, they had a little bit of green tinge. After taking a closer look at the calendar, the mom of three was horrified to discover that the apple-flavored chocolates she thought she'd given her child were actually made of yogurt and catnip and were intended to be consumed by cats. She thought it was one that was just for kids, and it was for cats. And her kid was eating it. Mom,
the chocolate on the outside is pretty good, but it's really gross on the inside.
Oh my gosh. So she said they tasted a bit strange, but hadn't said that they were horrible, so I just forgot about it. I was
Are
in shock.
Healthy?
I was in shock and felt like the worst mother ever when I realized I'd bought her a calendar for cats. Oh,
that's awesome.
Man.
That's a Christmas that she won't forget. Remember when I ate all those catnip balls?
The mom says, I have a degree in English literature and creative writing, but still couldn't read a calendar. It was $1.99. Jeez, no
kidding. I would have bought it too. I wouldn't have even.
I'm like, hey.
Just eat it.
Eat it. You're going to like
it. Tastes funny.
Yeah.
It's $1.99. What do you expect?
Yeah. Deal with it. Eat it. Don't waste it.
You get what you get.
Don't waste it.
Oh,
anyways,
man.
That's what I got.
That's
for
pretty
today.
Funny, though. Well, on to more serious matters.
Yes, serious. Quite serious.
So, this is some crazy garbage.
Is it?
But isn't. Maybe it isn't garbage. Maybe it's a real deal.
Okay.
So, have you heard of, what do you know about the New World Order?
Oh, gosh. Here's what I know about the New World Order.
Yeah, tell me.
I know that they run everything.
They do.
And that we don't really know who makes them up, but we have guesses of who's part of the New World Order. See, but
what are your guesses?
I don't know. I think
there's a million different
things. Yeah, there's all these different theories. Like I've seen theories anywhere from like the Masons to
Freemasons.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I've seen like,
aliens?
Not the Masons that live down the street. They're good people. They're good folk.
Jared Mason. And
yeah. I don't know. I've just seen like lots of different world leaders.
God,
and parts
it's crazy,
of it.
Man.
Yeah.
I had never had any idea. I'd heard about it, but I never knew really to what extent and how like stretched out and just like all the different faucets of it, like information of what people think is going on. And it says, this article that I'd read said a 2013 poll about 28% of Americans believe in the New World Order.
Really?
Yeah, it's a
freaking
ton.
Holy moly, that's like 3 out of 10.
I know, it's crazy. So anyway, if you don't know much about the New World Order, it's a theory that goes back to different groups, bloodline groups, dating back clear back to like the Middle Ages.
Jeez.
Of like a secret society that is going to basically take over the population and put it all under one control. Basically,
so they've been working at this since the Middle Ages.
Yep, and neither they're doing it really slow and trying to not give out the information.
Look, guys, here's the plan. It's going to take about 6,000 years.
It's going to be 2025 when we're done and in control, but let's start it today.
Let's start it right now.
I know. I'm just like, holy crap. So they think it started way back then. So yeah, let's just real quick, let's talk about some of the top things that they believe this group is doing to the world. So one of them is reduce global population.
Oh, they want to reduce
it. They're wanting to reduce it. Mm. They're not doing a very good job of it, obviously. No,
it's
because
rapidly rising.
Utah itself, like Salt Lake, added 400,000 over the past decade.
That's a lot.
So start working on Utah. Yes, I'm sick of it.
Start here.
You can't drive out there anymore. So they think that they're using like eugenics, fluoride, vaccines, GMO, and different things to control.
Maybe
and
chemtrails?
Shrink. Yeah, and chemtrails. Yeah, no, that is one of them.
Oh, yeah.
Yep, they believe chemtrails, too, are a part of this elitist group that's trying to bring about this new world order to where the population's condensed and they're going to be on top in control.
They like to be on top.
But also people believe that the chaos and garbage, that you know, the world, the things that are going on in the world is also caused by them to kind of eliminate and make chaos so that people want to be under the control of the new world order. Yeah. Yeah.
That makes sense.
It does, right?
Yeah.
Did you ever see Watchmen?
I don't think so.
So I read the comic. I read the whole thing. I did. Because I don't read books. That's why I said that.
I read the whole comic.
I read the whole thing cover to cover.
Cover to cover.
Anyways, if you haven't seen it, I'm going to ruin it right now. Sorry.
Spoiler alert.
Basically, there's like these superheroes and they have all these different powers. But the one guy, I can't remember what his name is. He basically falsifies an alien attack.
Oh.
To bring together all these people, basically.
Kind of like the Russians back in 1947.
Yeah, either to distract us or, but this one was like to create this false thing so that all the wars and stuff would stop so that everybody would get together to stop the alien that wasn't real.
Sure.
Basically, they're using it to bring people together. Anyway, I kind of thought a lot about like, this is kind of like that.
Sure.
They're kind of like the Watchmen. They're trying to help, but not really. the other thing is, you've probably heard of the Illuminati.
Yes.
I never watched, what is it, Angels and Demons?
Oh, yeah.
And all that. I never watched any of those.
And I read them.
I'm going to now.
Read all the books, watched all the movies.
Did you?
Very good.
So, yeah, that's a big part of this whole thing that goes back with the New World Order is the Illuminati. Mm-hmm. Like, what about them? Like, you probably know more than I do about that.
Well, there's a lot of different theories on the Illuminati, too. Like, some say they started way back in the day.
And they're kind of an elitist group, too.
Like the Knights Templar and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and that's part of this, too. Mm-hmm. So the Knights Templar are another part of this society trying to bring about New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, this one I thought was way funny. So they're working with aliens.
Oh, they're working with aliens?
They're not aliens. They're working with aliens to obtain better technology.
Yeah.
And... but the thing that I thought was awesome here was, so they also believe that it could be a reptilian species that has shape-shifting abilities.
Oh, well, yeah.
Have you heard of that?
I've heard.
They look like humans, but they're actually an alien race that are
I've
like
heard about
reptiles.
Lizard people.
Yeah, so lizard people are part of this too. There's a whole other thing on that.
They're all part of the New World Order?
That's what, yeah, it all kind of links together. Man. So anyway, there's a conspiracy or maybe a truth, I should say.
Yeah.
That they're aliens that are lizard people that can change into normal looking people and they just live amongst us and are helping us to become under this new world order.
I see.
But this is the part I thought was awesome. They believe that they are allowed freedom to conduct alien abductions on human population without the order's interference because they're getting the order itself, the new world order, they're getting new tech from them.
Oh.
So they're like, yeah, you want, how about 20 people this year and we get wireless charging?
We get that laser gun.
Yeah. How about the ray gun?
Yeah, exactly.
If we could get that, then 15. How about 15 people from around the world?
But they all got to be really dumb and really redneck. Every single one of them.
Yeah. A deal's a deal.
A deal's a deal. Okay.
So, yeah, that one's pretty cool. So we're not only working with aliens, but aliens live amongst us, and we trade information. We trade people for information.
Wow.
It's another way to get rid of the population.
Yeah, it makes sense.
The other thing is to be genetically superior.
Yeah.
So they believe that, like Adolf Hitler, the New Order is a superior race, and that they want to, once, you know, the New World comes about, to have this dominant, like, best race, genetically advanced and everything. So they're doing that by different ways, technology, robotics, things like that.
Sure, that makes sense.
The gradual takeover. So this one, kind of like you were mentioning with the knights and all that, they've basically, it's been integrated in our society for the longest time. Like, even on the dollar bill, you know, there's like, there's signs.
All that, the Illuminati stuff on the dollar bill.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. So another big thing is they like to govern like large bodies. So they use
like things, fat people.
They use things like the word world and everything. Like,
oh yeah, sure.
The World Trade Organization and the World Bank and the United Nations and the World Health Organization. So obviously those are all part of a whole, because it consumes the whole planet. It's a worldwide.
Ooh.
Like World Wide Web is probably.
It probably is. I didn't
think about that, but. Anyway,
jeez.
So yeah, it's just a gradual takeover. Basically, all and everything is part of a big organization. So
interesting,
right? Anyway, what if that organization gets like tax cuts and stuff?
They probably do.
Then the other thing is military takeover. We've talked about basically the suspension of the Constitution. Just one day, they can just boom.
Yeah.
They can use their secret. They have this. There's like a secret armed force. And they're just going to suppress us all. You know, it doesn't matter what the Constitution says. It's going to be suspended by the New Order, and they can basically do whatever they want.
That's because
we talked about martial law, and
you
know, they have freedom to everything. They can take everything you've ever stocked up on.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Stupid. The other thing is mass surveillance. A lot of people believe that, you know, our phones are spying on us.
Yeah.
Satellite can follow, track us. Everybody has a profile, and they're watched and followed because the New Order knows who's important, who to take out, and who to pull in.
There's a lot of people who cover like their phone cameras and their laptop cameras.
My parents, we got them a Google Home last year, and every time I go over there, it's like unplugged.
Because they're afraid upside that down. Somebody's
I'm like, what are listening? You doing? Like, do you use it very much? I don't want people listening to us. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, what do you talk about at home that you don't want people to know? The cows are out. Did you get your milking done?
Yeah.
Let's write checks. I'm like, what? There's nothing information that anybody would ever find
or that useful. Would ever care about.
You guys just spit out your socials. Hey, Alan, 6644999.
Is that what your dad sounds like?
Yeah, that's my mom.
Oh, your mom.
I don't have two dads. Yeah.
Alan. Y'all are 6644499. Oh, that's hilarious.
Did you go and deposit the check into 6411077 at Key Bank?
Or did you do 6400117?
How about our CDs in bank account 6499911? Are they doing good? I'm like, what are you guys even talking about? It matters. Yeah. So this, the other thing is the Freemasons, anti-globalists, you know, and there's like a big tie to like Christianity and the Antichrist and Satanism and all that.
Phew.
So there's dark occult practices. There's like the Satan's trilogy, whatever that thing is, you know, that has like occultists and all that crap. But it's all part of that too.
Man.
Somehow, I don't know. they worship an owl statue. Have you heard of that?
I haven't heard that one.
I haven't heard of that one either. So there's like this... there's like this big, there's like a symbol of an owl. It goes all the way back to the Bavarian start of the Illuminati.
Ooh.
That they like worship like these symbols and stuff. But the owl's a big one there. I guess there's a big stone owl. Oh, man. But it's like.
Where is it at?
I'm trying to think.
Oh. It's,
so the Bohemian Grove in 2000 is a sneak peek into the, where is it? The hills of California, of course.
No, it's in California.
Of course it's in California. The state with the most weirdos. Sorry.
Oh, you're good. Keep going.
The other thing is mind control. So through, obviously, through, like, there's microwaves that kind of can cause some mind issues. There's mass media, you know, and social media and all that stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
Propaganda, which happens today. I don't know if that's just a new world order or if it's just a bunch of
bunch of different
small
people.
Groups that are retarded. But yeah, mind control is a big one that basically all of us are slowly being, you know, are being controlled into accepting this new world order eventually.
Yeah.
And there's those secret societies like the Skulls and the Bones. Like, yep, you've seen those, like part of the, what are they, the what are those schools called? The little...
Like the Ivy League fraternities and stuff.
Yeah. That was, did you ever see Skulls? That was a cool show.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
That didn't have like Paul Walker or something? They did have
Paul Walker and then the kid on
Creek. Dawson's Creek kid, that's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that's part of the New World War too.
George Bush, I think, was a Skull and Bones guy.
Yeah. No, there's a thing him too. I can't remember where he had talked about for the New World Order after. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's part of that too. Everybody's part of it that we don't know.
Yeah.
Basically, this article also said anybody in power.
Oh, anybody. You know,
like the president of the United States, the presidents of the different countries.
The mayor of Vernal.
And the mayor of Vernal, probably part of it. Anybody that's over a group of people.
Head of the HOA.
Yeah. Yeah. That guy is definitely part of it.
Got something going on.
They make money off from war and drugs. So basically ISIS, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there's the Knights of...
of the Round Table?
Yeah, Knights of Templar.
Uh-huh.
Which, yeah, if you watch the Da Vinci Code and stuff.
National Treasure.
Yeah, National Treasure's got a lot of that masonry stuff in there, too. And the eye on the pyramid, all that stuff. This is all part of the New World Order.
It's so big.
It's huge. It goes everywhere, obviously.
Yeah.
Everybody's in control, but us.
We're going to have to start breaking down each of those parts now.
I know, there's a ton of stuff.
Because there's so much.
They also start wars and depressions.
Why so they control
the Stark market.
The Stark market. The Tony Stark market.
The Stark market. But yeah, I've always heard, you know, and there's all those conspiracy theories that like the Bush administration allowed World War II.
World War II.
You remember Bush when he was in charge? The World Trade Centers.
He was like 6 years old.
See, they were willing to sacrifice one of their towers.
Yeah.
To make this, you know, war.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so the global elites are responsible for all these like major wars and economic, which is pretty much true.
Anyway. Well, yeah, they're responsible in some way,
but they're doing it to establish the new world order.
I just think they're doing a really crappy job.
All major leaders are involved.
I just think they're doing a crappy job.
They're doing a terrible job.
If they've been doing this for like thousands of, like, well, didn't you say like the 1500s or something like that? Like, that's a long time, man. Yep. Hundreds and hundreds of years. They got to figure it out.
Yep.
They got to use new tactics.
They do.
You know?
Yep. And the Democrats and Republicans are not the answer.
They're not?
No.
Who's the answer?
A lot of time.
Independents?
Yeah. Third party candidates such as Republican Libertarian Ron Paul.
Oh, yeah. Ron Paul. Yep. He's the guy.
Who sometimes expresses the same views as anti-globalists.
Yeah.
So it's out there. The new world at some point in the history of the world is going to come about.
It's
going to
happen.
I mean, they've been working on it for a long time.
Man.
It's going to come about. It's going to be big.
Yeah.
And it's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Because they've had so much time to put it together.
Yeah. Their plans are...
They're being real like quiet and discreet about it. And I think we'll probably like it.
I will.
Because they've researched... Well, number one, the reduced global population is already awesome.
I think I'm already in. Yeah, that's a good idea. As long as I'm part of it.
Yeah, right. I don't want to be eliminated.
No,
eliminate whoever you want.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's a huge freaking conspiracy.
That's like
theory.
The biggest.
Like, I can't believe how much it, like, it's like everything ties
and that's,
to it.
That right there was just scratching.
Toilet flush.
Scratching
part of the world.
Yeah.
Part of the new world.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh, everything that, connects to it.
That is just a dip.
Which makes it more true.
A dip of the toe into the new
that
world.
That is.
Order.
There's so many of those things that we could completely go off on.
Yeah.
Military takeover, mass surveillance, dark occult practices. That one sounds good. But yeah.
Yeah, anyway, that's crazy.
Careful. Ooh. You don't know who's watching you.
Well, we want to hear from you guys. And as soon as you send us an article,
I unlocked this iPad.
We're going to believe.
With face detection. So I'm in the system.
You are in the system. Yeah, so let us hear about your New World Order theories. But guys, remember, asterisk, we will not believe because you send us an article, okay?
Yeah, no.
We just want to read about it, and we'll probably make fun of you and other people, but we don't care, and we still love you.
You should realize that it's pretty funny and ridiculous that you believe it, but if you do, that's fine.
Yeah.
But don't expect us to believe it when you send us a text that somebody sent you or a picture that you found on the web that somebody took a picture of you somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. But anyways, it's fun to talk about.
Yeah.
And let's talk
about it. Be careful when you talk about it, because maybe the New World Order will mark you as
they're probably marking us.
Population reduction.
They're marking us right now.
We're part of it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're in power, aren't we?
We're subliminally.
Yeah.
We're sending a bunch of messages to you guys right now. Yeah, and you didn't even know.
Everybody
listen to this podcast backwards.
Listen real close right now. Everybody be quiet.
All right. Play it backwards.
Yeah, that was a good one.
All right. Cameron. Okay.
I like that.
Okay. All right.
You got anything else you want to talk about?
I don't. Hopefully 2019 is a good kickoff for y'all. It's going to be a great year for everybody.
I hope so, right? Too.
It's good. I love odd years.
Do you?
I don't know why.
You like the odd ones, huh? Mm-hmm. That's weird.
Yeah.
So. Interesting.
It is interesting.
I'm just saying it's interesting. Sounds like a New World Order kind of thing.
Maybe it is.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Maybe I've been contacted.
I watched
I'm a shapeshifter.
Bird Box last night.
I want to watch that. Was it good?
It was pretty good. They've gotten really mixed reviews from it.
Yeah, I've heard.
But
Stephen King said he loved it.
Yeah, there are things about it that were awesome. Like,
just the trailer was like the sound and everything. I'm like, I gotta watch this.
The beginning point where SHTF starts happening.
I wanted to see it.
Is just some really classic like SHTF movies.
Really?
That I just love.
Like Jets.
Well, there wasn't Jess, but like she's in the house and they're like, oh, you got to turn on the news. Like what station? Bing. Any station. They turn on the news and like there's like global like crap going on, you know, and then it starts happening in their area and it's kind of
cool. So why do they wear their, they don't want to.
You're going to have to watch the movie.
I thought I explained it in the trailer.
No.
You got to watch it.
They don't. Well,
is it worth watching?
I think it's worth watching. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was entertained.
That's all I wanted to know.
My wife was even entertained for a couple hours. So.
Wow. It's a couple hours?
It's a couple hours. Just like most movies.
Okay. All right. Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was pretty good.
All right.
Say that. All right, guys. Make sure to subscribe.
Yes.
To the podcast and tell your friends.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you watch our other, watch and listen
watch
to our
and
other,
listen.
It's a great one. When mm-hmm. we have, we're going to start y'all over. If you haven't done anything,
yep.
The next podcast is going to teach you.
Exactly. Exactly. And one last thing, New World Order 2019.